You name it, they'll bring it. That's what a current employee of the city's juvenile detention centers said to WNYC's Bahar Ozdedan, describing the flow of contraband into the facilities. According to Bahar's reporting, staffers at the centers are becoming increasingly concerned about the drugs and weapons flowing inside. She joins us now to talk about it more. Hello, Bahar.
Hi, Sean.
Can we start basic here? What are the juvenile detention centers? Who lives there and what are they designed to do?
So the city has two juvenile detention centers that are run by the Administration for Children's Services. One is in the South Bronx and one is in Brownsville, Brooklyn, and they each detain roughly 100 kids and young adults. These are teens who've been charged with crimes and they're waiting to be sentenced. According to ACS, 23% are charged with murder and 37% with attempted murder.
Wow.
The city's actually admitting more and more teens to these detention centers over time. And staffers describe a violent environment where they've pretty much lost control.
So what is the issue now and what are staffers telling you is happening?
So current and former staffers have told me that employees at all levels of these centers, including managers, are smuggling in drugs, cash, weapons, and phones. So we're talking about Percocet, cough syrup, even razor blades tucked into wads of chewed gum.
Wow.
These staffers asked to remain anonymous because they're not authorized to speak to the press. And the teens inside aren't really hiding what's going on. Sources confirmed several Instagram posts by teens inside these centers showing off their contraband. Most employees also aren't armed. They don't carry handcuffs. So basically, they say they're on the defense against gang-affiliated teens and young adults who threaten to jump them in pairs or groups. And many of these employees, who are called youth development specialists, they make a starting salary of $47,000 a year, which isn't much more than minimum wage. So the workers basically painted a picture of an inverted power dynamic where the detainees run the show.
How did it get this bad?
I'm told the halls are organized by gang. So if a staffer confiscates something from one person, they worry about getting jumped by a group. A federal monitor actually has documented hundreds of youth-on-staff attacks at these centers. And last year, there was a highly covered case where teens in the Bronx Detention Center took three staffers hostage, stole their keys and radios, and NYPD officers couldn't even get in. The other piece of this is that you have some kids detained who staffers say aren't hostile to the workers. These kids fear for their lives. They lock themselves in bedrooms. They ask to sleep in locked classrooms inside the center so they don't have to go back to the shared residence halls. And I've actually received several pictures of kids with deep gashes across their faces who had been sent to the hospital.
Whew. So we should say that there have been changes to who goes to these juvenile detention centers in recent years. Can you talk about what is behind that?
So New York passed the Raise the Age law in 2017. We were actually just one of two states at the time that still sent 16 and 17-year-olds to adult jails like Rikers Island. And the city then transferred all the teenagers from Rikers Island to these juvenile facilities that previously only detained kids 15 and under. And critics say the law had good intentions, but its implementation has made these juvenile detention centers more dangerous. And no new centers were built after the law passed. So staffers say the current way that young adults, some of whom have children of their own, are now housed with kids as young as 12 or 13, and it's not working.
You know, all of this, it makes me think, what is the point of the juvenile detention system? Like, what is it supposed to be doing and who is it serving?
So the system is supposed to rehabilitate young people charged with crimes who need support. It's supposed to give them education, mental health services, and job training. But the data shows the current system is not effective, and almost half of the teens and young adults in these centers have been incarcerated before. So specialists who work with these kids say many have parents who don't know what to do when their children are charged with murder and are now living in a jail that rewards violence as a form of currency.
So your story came out on Gothamist. It's up there for folks to read. Since it went up, have you heard from staffers about it?
Yeah. One staff member actually called me this morning and said it's gotten to the point where kids in these centers are ordering fast food like Chick-fil-A on their contraband phones, and they're threatening to assault staff who don't pick up their food deliveries. So not only am I told that the guards, employees, and the managers, they're bringing in all sorts of drugs and weapons to these kids, but they're also running errands as simple as picking up their orders from the lobby.
WNYC's Bahar Ozdedan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Sean.